literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on, baby.
It was rough.
What'd you do?
I got a little fucked up this weekend.
You got a little drunk.
Watched the Irish play. I was watching my sister's dogs.
You got tasked to that part, huh?
And then, and they were like, well, what kind of beer do you like? And I was like, give me a case of Natural Light. So I just had 30 Natural Lights sitting there. The Irish were dealing with NC State. Just another week of Notre Dame just dominating.
It's funny, too, to figure out, like, you slowly start to realize you're, like, the go-to guy for, like, weird shit in your family. Like, whenever my family needs, like, a weird midday favor, I always be like, sure, I'll do it. And slowly I'm like, I think they think I'm a loser. Yeah, like, definitely. Matt's not doing shit. Have him do this.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe I'm fucking busy.
Definitely.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing a novel. And they're like, yeah, come fucking work. Come do this for a
while. Hold
like,
the fucking ladder and quit talking about your fucking book. It's actually pretty good.
It's actually a multi-POV romp through the area. And they're like, all right, dude, that's great.
Yeah.
Just here's a jackhammer. Go up 100 feet in the air. That's when they call me to work. Whenever it's like 100 feet in the air, they're like, yeah, we'll send Matt up there. Yeah. Fuck him.
You sent me that video from that tower you guys were demolishing. Wow. Yeah.
120 feet, dude.
That was spooky.
That was spooky, dude.
That's a very spooky experience.
Well, dude, it's because my brother will be up there, too, and he'll start getting all, like, the... It's the same thing as me, basically, but, like, you put like, a Frady Cat spin on it. He'll be like, well, these buckets, we have the shock load absorbing. We have, like, hoses running up for the air, like, for the compressors.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we'll go with the shock load of these hoses. And we're way over the weight limit, and we could just flip it in. And we're 120 feet. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're a fucking black cat, dude. Shush.
He's being a scaredy cat.
Don't talk about it.
Being afraidy.
When you're up 120 feet in the air, you don't talk about falling.
Don't talk about falling.
You don't talk about shock loads and shit. I'm like, dude, there's people way smarter than you that figure this shit out. We're fine.
Nice.
He's like, we could possibly, the shock load could flip us the other way. It's like, dude, shut up. If we die, we're dead. You're fucking Einstein and this shit isn't going to help us. You're not going to crack the fucking physics of this.
He could.
Doubt it.
He could hit and roll. You could chuck and roll that landing.
But it's scary. You're up 120 feet and you're like, you're in a basket. So like you're kind of steering it. So you hit the lever and you only want to go 2 feet, but the machine's 120 feet away from you. So you think you let go in time, but you let go and the machine keeps moving with the wind and you bank into the stuff. Oh, it's fucking scary.
God, dude.
I'm ready to go, dude. I'm up there and I'm like, yeah, it'd be an honor to die for my father's business, dude.
Very Korean.
Fall in the line. Yeah, well, it is very Korean.
It's
very
Korean.
Very Korean.
We got to get you an ancestry swab,
I'm
dude.
Fucking 90% Korean.
You think?
Yeah. And my dad is, dude, my one uncle found out. My dad got that ancestry thing, and he's like, apparently I misspoke. My dad's not 1% Jew. It's 0.1% European Jew.
Okay.
And they called my one uncle. They all, like, fuck with him. And they're like, hey, did you hear we got the test back, dude? We're Jewish. We're, like, 10%. And apparently he, like, called a bunch of people. He's like, what the hell? What? They tell him a Jew. He wouldn't fucking have it, dude. I ain't goddamn Jewish. Dude. It was like, you know, I was fucking around. Like, I don't have it. I didn't catch it. It was him being like, I don't have that. I'm not fucking Jewish. It's like, yeah, you definitely are, dude.
Yeah, listen to how DNA. You're complaining right now. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean I'm a
my
Jew?
My one uncle talks like George Thorogood.
Yeah?
Like, you see him, you're like, hey, what's up, man? And you're like, where the fuck did you get this accent from? Dude, it's so funny.
Oh, so on Saturday, this
I
is...
I like my women dumb. That's what he said about his wife.
Really?
I like them dumb.
Nice.
It's so funny.
This is...
So what happened to you?
It's been ailing. I'm still feeling the repercussions of Saturday. So I got drunk during the game. I was having a good time.
Oh, yeah, you're watching ND.
Yeah, I was watching Notre Dame at my sister's house.
Unimaginable heights.
And then, I'm feeling... Nothing can stop me, dude. Nothing can stop me. So this is... All these NC State fans on the internet were talking shit.
Were they? The Wolfpack?
The Wolfpack fans were like, our run defense is too good. Nobody's rushed for it. They've given up one rush of over 20 yards, and it was to some quarterback in like backup time. He just scrambled. So they were talking shit.
So,
first play, Notre Dame breaks like a 25-yard run.
You have the best rush offense against the best rush defense. What? Someone's got to give, dude.
Something's got to give, dude.
What happened?
Something broke.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the fucking number three rush offense, dude.
It was fucking... You get me going, dude. I'm going to flip this table.
I mean, you got the number six fucking pass defense.
Number six rush defense versus our fucking rush offense. Something's got to give. Something gave!
That was pretty funny. Watch that post fucking... he was cool and calm the whole time.
I know, and then he freaked out.
His fucking butthole got all tight. He's like...
I had a coach spaz once. And, like, for no reason. He was always calm. And then we were killing a team at halftime.
Uh-huh.
And this was college, so I wasn't playing. I was just sitting in my locker like, yeah, cool, nice.
That's kind of fun, actually, just to go to practice, and then you get to like kind of work out with the team.
No, it fucking blows, dude.
Really?
You do all the hard stuff, and you suck.
Yeah, but that'd be fun, though, to just like work on the practice squad, and then kind of chill game day and be like, yeah, I'm on the team. I mean, it's not like the chicks are reading the rosters. You're getting pussy if you have the sweatsuit on. Not like, nah, dude, you're the fucking third string D tackle. It's like,
yeah, but then if they're at the game, they can see my pancake butt in those tight pants, dude.
Just say you're a different number.
Like, are you number 73? I'm like, no.
Just be like, I'm number 64. I'm the starting guard. And just never tell the other guy.
I just watched that fucking Black-ish musical. I should never watch that.
That had you fired up.
Oh, fucking Anthony Anderson. The guy, the main character on that, he got caught. He got caught a little rape, rape action.
A little?
Back in the day.
What happened? Was it like CeeLo level where he like got caught like slipping people mollies?
No, this is the report I read.
Okay.
I cannot speak on its factuality.
Probably a right-wing extremist trying to bring him down after his performance.
I think it was in the trailer, in his movie trailer for the movie Hustle and Flow, a young lady was invited into his and another man's trailer. Where they immediately derobed her against her will and started taking pictures of her, like while they're groping her. And she was screaming so loudly that somebody heard it and got her out of there.
That was her. That's what she said happened.
That's what I read. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the guy who's singing slave musicals on ABC right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the worst part about this. I mean, not the worst part, but a bad thing too is people looking to actors for like their sense of moral clarity. And it's like, dude, these people are empty fucking like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what bothered me the most about it. It's four or five fucking millionaires on stage. Like,
but even
we are slaves but now.
But actors though.
Yeah, exactly.
Actors, in my experience, my limited experience hanging out with actors, they're fucking kind of brutal.
Yeah.
Like I have a couple of like actor friends who like write stuff on Facebook and it's just like, what we need to do, and it's just like, dude, go memorize some fucking shit and regurgitate it. You're not really in this business for your original fucking thought, bro.
The scene where at the end of that musical, Anthony Anderson rips his shirt off, and the shirt underneath it just says, "I am my ancestors' wildest dreams."
Yeah,
and I was sitting there just like,
what the fuck?
Jesus Christ, man, they are fucking shoveling this down our throats right now.
Yeah, I'm telling. It's hot, dude.
I know. That's what's sickening about it.
Yeah,
it's
like, that is. It's hot, yeah, it's true.
For these fucking actors to be like, the railroads, we built it. Everybody made billions. We didn't make nothing. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's like, you did make millions. Shut the fuck up.
Anthony.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Yeah, obviously the slaves didn't.
Yeah, but he's like,
people need to know their history. It's like, well, then don't give them fake history from actors doing a musical.
True. I just wonder what's going to happen now with like at any point if you have a public career. Now the information set up to where
someone
can crush you hard.
You got to be D. Trump.
D. Trump says no.
Just got to roll through it.
What's Anthony Anderson saying?
Nobody ever brought that up.
No one brought that up again?
Nobody cares. Yeah. It was like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. So he got grandfathered in like a little bit of groping. You could grope in the 90s. Literally, if that was 10 years ago.
No, it was Hustle and Flow. 10 years ago.
Oh, that was the early 2000s.
Yeah.
You could still grope in the early 2000s.
Yeah, this is right after 9/11. We had bigger fish to fry.
True, we had to fucking hunt those terrorists.
Old fucking Anthony Anderson could get away with a little.
He probably saw the towers fall and he's like, I gotta grab some titties.
I'm gonna grab this chick right here.
I gotta grab some titties while I can. That actually works really well.
Something's gotten into you today.
Why?
You're spooky.
It's Halloween,
you
dude.
You might be.
It's Halloween-y.
Are you a ghoul?
I'm a goblin.
You're a goblin?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not a goblin. You're a goblin?
Yeah, like Lil Wayne. What's a ghoul to a goblin? Get that?
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
I get the reference.
Good.
Oh my god, dude.
I was going for a totally humorless reference to Little Wayne.
It was perfect. Very humorless, and then you get to sit there and go, did you get that?
That's, dude, any aspiring comedians, dude, listen up. If a crowd doesn't laugh, ask them if they get that.
Immediately say, what?
You get that?
Did you guys not understand that joke?
Perfect.
I knew I should have done dumb jokes for you guys.
Exactly.
I hate when people do that joke. Tell a bad joke, and it's like, what, you guys don't like?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't know this whole room had a problem with blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, dude, you just had a shitty joke.
That's sick, though, to think that people's minds are developed to be like, well, clearly everyone's fucking retarded here.
Yeah, no, that happens all the time. I know. Thinking of a few comics off the top of my head that just bomb constantly and are like, I should have done dumber stuff for you guys.
Oh, it's so fucking fun. That's such a nice move. Smart?
Or like, if people don't laugh and like a few people laugh, they're like, I'll wait till everyone gets it. It's like, no, dude, everyone got it. It was just stupid.
That is fun. I've seen people before like, ah, oh, slow crowd. Or they're that one's more of a slow burn.
Yeah, it's like you're going to laugh on the way home once you finally get that.
That's a good move.
True.
That's a sick
I've never heard a comic that was so smart that the room didn't get it. That's never happened once.
Never. Ever once in
my
life.
I've never seen it. I've seen people and I've used references that rooms were like too old to get.
Yeah, but there's never been a joke that was so ingeniously put together that I got home and was like, oh my God.
Yes. Some guy's laying in bed at night.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Wait, so his wife nags him when they're at the mall?
Oh my God.
Oh. Wow.
It's like, that's like my bitch wife. Fucking bitch.
How's your bitch, man? Money Mayweather, dude.
Yes, she gets hit hard. She's throwing some jabs at me, and I was like, this is...
It's not funny.
I don't know if we're... this is weird.
I told you about our whole thing hinges on right now, right?
What's that?
She told me she'd cut my dick off if we ever broke up again. I'm a sexual prisoner. I totally believe her, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, I know. Everyone said that, too. He's like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So, but there's also the thing, too, where it's like, if she were to cut my dick off... I get to get a prosthetic.
That's true.
So
it's going to be, you might bleed out, but if you survive,
I'm going to get a prosthetic designed by Elon Musk, dude.
Yeah.
It's just going to be set up for hands-free, dude. I can just like, I can sleep and fuck chicks.
You can get raped. Is that what you mean?
Damn, that'd be sick, dude. That's what I always said. I would call my boys, all my boys. I know that have big dicks. I have them as my,
your mold.
My personal references. For like emergency contact. It's all my big dicked friends. In case you get like a fatal car wreck and my dick gets messed up and I'm like, call my boy Spud.
Transplant.
I'm like, I want a parking cone like Spud.
Transplant or have him stick mold, his dick into a mold.
Mold and I get like more of like a robo 3D printed dick.
Alright.
Yep.
So this is a healthy relationship.
Worst comes to worst, I get a new dick.
Threatening your
worst
genitals.
Comes to worst, I get a fat parking cone in my freedom, dude.
Oh man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting beaten. I'm getting threatened. No one cares.
I care.
No, everyone just laughs. They're like, yeah, she probably would cut your dick off.
I mean, I am smiling while I say this, but I mean, this is actually a serious thing.
I mean, I hope I just have to be good and not get my dick cut off. And again, if I do. Apparently,
kind of explains that minion costume you guys were wearing.
I'm powerless, dude. I'm getting my balls grabbed.
Matt and his girlfriend went to a Halloween party dressed as
minions. I actually was excited about that.
I know you were.
I was deeply excited about that.
Dressing as a minion?
Dude, I had so much fun on the dance floor as a minion.
Yeah, it's like you actually like it enough that I'm not... I haven't made fun of you once for it.
Oh, I was so happy with that.
Yeah, because I know you don't care.
No, it was
like,
a blast.
You'd be like, you dressed up like a minion, dude. How fucking gay is that?
It was so fun. It was nothing but a good time.
Imagine any of our other friends doing that, though. How much you would make fun of
a
like
a minion, though? I would
like,
be.
O'Connor dresses as a minion.
I don't know.
If I dressed up,
I would fucking think
you
it was,
would destroy
I would think
me.
It's hilarious. I really wouldn't laugh. Something about minions bring me so much delight, dude. Like I was making the noise in the Uber, like taking the. I like got
what,
out of my
what
house.
What noise does an Uber or a minion make?
Minion.
Holy shit, dude.
I was doing that all night. I had my goggles on all night, dude. I was dancing. I had a good fucking time.
I'm sure you did have a good time.
It's so much fun as a minion.
Were you the only white guy at this party?
No. It was definitely like... So we did it in Chicago, and it was more white people on the cruise. This the one in Philly was definitely like 60-40 black to white.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you guys go as last year?
Who she was Cruella de Vil, and I was a dog. That was fun.
This is a fucked up relationship.
That was fun. I don't mind. It's like, because that's something she, like, we were in the Halloween costume store, and she was like, I was like, dude, do we have to fucking match? They're like fucking $40.
Yeah, and then she grabbed your balls and was like, yes, we have to fucking
match.
Was and you were like, okay.
No, she was more like, it's just the one holiday, and I really like my, and I was like, Jesus, fucking fine, we'll fucking match. But then she picked the Minion costume out, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. I saw the Minions, and I was like, I can't fucking, I was genuinely excited for that.
Oh, my God, dude.
I love Minions, dude. They're so funny to me.
Oh, man.
Dude, I love Minions. I love the originals. That show on about the vampires. Dude, you have to watch that.
Yeah, if you like Minions, you're immediately excluded from the science community, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
If you're dumb enough to like Minions.
What's the Minion language made out of? French, Spanish, and English. The linguist, linguist in me put that together very quick.
I've never listened to or watched it once,
dude.
I was too busy doing science.
What kind of science have you done?
Video games.
It's not science.
Yeah, it is.
It's a virtual reality. That's escape.
It's very,
it's escapism.
No, I'm calling plays for the Irish. I'm fucking running offenses.
You're in a virtual world, dude. Is this a video game right now, dude? What is going on right now? What should I?
This is so bad.
No, this is great. This is great for the people want, dude.
This is good.
This is what sells in Hollywood, dude. Conflict. This resolution. Is conflict. This is the end of Act Two. It's a cliffhanger. People are like, oh my God, this podcast is over.
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
Still rolling.
Still going.
Still chatting minions.
Keep on rolling, baby. Still dude, chatting minions.
We're here chatting minions.
Live in the den.
Who's your favorite minion?
Dude, honestly, I don't know anything about the minions. I just think they're funny. Honestly, I have no idea. Apparently, I was like Minion Dave for Halloween. I didn't know that was even a thing. I'm back on the OG Minions in Toy
You're
Story.
You're not even a fucking Minion fan.
That's where they came from, Toy Story.
Nah. Right?
That wasn't them.
There's
little
a little green aliens. No,
that wasn't Minions?
No, dude. Minions. You don't even know Minions. You're such a... Everything is a fraud, dude. You're like, yeah, I know a lot about planets.
There's 13, dude.
I know a lot about outer space.
That was before the fucking liberals hacked up the solar system and there was 13 planets. They took Pluto out. They're like, Pluto's not a planet.
That was 9.
That was fucking...
And then they dropped it to 8.
You're not even thinking about the exoplanets, dude. And all the,
name one exoplanet.
Planet X.
I named
planet
two.
UC-193. My brain more so gets like snippets of a lot of things.
I can tell.
So I kind of just like, I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then that's about that. I just kind of fantasize about it.
What's great about it is you'll catch a snippet.
Yeah.
And then be like, I can present this entire field.
Yeah.
You'll be like, you know, about the economy. The Irish are actually the number two median income in America. And it's like,
that was based off
impossible.
A study. It was based off a study.
Impossible.
But I guess, like I said, he probably just did like probably should read the whole book. That's what it's YouTube's fault, dude.
YouTube is pumping you with
I was
false
made.
Info.
I was made to pick up like 1 minute of info at a time and be like, perfect.
Now
self-driving
I'm ready.
Cars, got it.
Now
let's
I'm ready
go.
To discuss. Even though no one's asking me about it, I'm ready to present this information. Man, I would have loved to see you give a presentation on anything.
In school?
Oh my God.
It was
God.
Dude, it was pure purely
oh
made
my
up.
God.
Pure bullshit.
Of course. You probably looked at the book for like 20 seconds before and were
yeah.
like, easy.
Dude.
This is easy. I'm going to breeze through this. And you get up on the mic and you're just like,
oh my God, dude.
The 14th planet is UC-193.
Dude, I used to never prepare. And then I would be like, all right, it's my turn. And I would go up there and I would just have my PowerPoint would just be like loaded with fucking
yeah.
shit I could just look at. And just I would just start, I would just basically
like,
filibuster.
Look at this guy.
I would just filibuster. I'd be like, I was a business major, so I'd be like, a company's like a house. You have all the parts moving. You got to figure it out. And I would just do all these
holy
stupid
shit.
Platitudes. And eventually, I'd be like, all right, why don't you step in, Sangeet? And that was international business. So like my Indian boy. I'd be like, yo, bro, step in, take it over. He's gonna, and dude, when people ask me questions, I would get so mad. They're like, wait, but like, how does? And I look at him like, shut the fuck up, dude.
You would set it up and knock. They would knock it down. You were the fate. You were the Trump, dude. You were just the face of the business.
I was just pointing
and
smiling, dude.
You were getting
being
the
like,
people
yeah,
going.
You know, yeah.
Everyone was happy.
It was
like,
fun.
I'm going to bring in my dogs for the info.
Bring in my numbers guy. They got in there. But yeah, I would go to like theoretical, just like, well, you know, this modality of business.
My mom just sent me that.
Plus, it's like, dude, you probably got funded. A lot of those guys, I think, got funded heavily. So.
Yeah, fuck them. They got a small loan of $1 million. It's
exactly.
like old Donnie.
Compared to his empire, that's a drop in the bucket. I love arguing that for people. Being like, it's not that much compared to what he did.
D. Trump, dude.
It is funny, though, to say that. Like, you're just some fucking bucks.
Yeah, it's insane. It's Asian privilege.
Donald Trump's Asian?
If he's got that type of privilege.
I can see that.
Is it just a $1 million?
Dude, if Donald Trump started identifying as Asian throughout his presidency, that would just be the lights out. Slam dunk, dude.
He's already lights out, slam dunked everybody.
True.
It really, I mean, it is amazing. It continues.
Yeah, I forget sometimes that he's a president.
You can't touch him.
I literally forget sometimes. I was watching a thing on the news and it was talking about like all the allegations in Hollywood. And they're like, people have claimed Donald Trump has done it too, but like reached out to the White House. They denied allegations as false. And he just bats everything down. And is like, nah.
Yeah. And then he goes on the offensive.
He goes fucking hard, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, dude, that's my thing, though, and, you know, I don't know what the fuck happened, but if people were saying I did that and I didn't, I'd be pretty fucking nasty about it, too. You know what I mean? When people are just like, I decline to comment, it's like, someone's like, you molested me. I'd be like, no, I fucking didn't. And I would be like, no, 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 liar, liar, liar. So I don't know. When people get quiet about it, it's weird.
Yeah, you think Harvey got a little silent?
Dude, guilty.
Harvey's guilty. Everything's okay.
Yeah. My mom will like turn off the AC and be like, we can't afford it. I'm like, mom, shut the fuck up. Put that shit on.
Fucking bitch, moms.
Ooh, mom.
So fucking sick of moms.
Did you ever tell your mom to shut up?
Yeah.
Never did.
Really?
Never told my mom to shut
up. That's cool. That's nice. I get
in trouble.
Yeah.
I'd never do that.
Well, my parents were a lot less they weren't as disciplinarian as yours. You were like a hard working, staunch, dude. Tough.
Yeah.
Very tough.
Super tough, dude.
That's why you're so tough.
T-U-F-F.
True.
I would never tell my mom to shut up.
N-U-F-F, dude. Enough said.
That was your eighth grade quote.
Enough said.
Enough said. I'm out.
No, I like when you do that little setup questions like that.
What?
You ever tell your mom to shut up? I didn't because I was too disciplined. I would never do that.
Dude, man, I would never even dream of that.
No.
Did you ever say fuck you to your mom?
I probably have, actually. Like, the older I've gotten, I've accidentally, anytime I said shut up, it's usually like, shut up. Like a jokingly,
not
like,
a hard,
shut up.
Not a hard, like Linkin Park, shut up, mom.
Shut up. Shut up. No, I've definitely hit that too. I get emotional as a kid. Be like, shut the fuck up. Just get beat up for it.
I remember like 2 years ago laughingly at Thanksgiving. I was like, shut up, mom. Like laughing.
Yeah,
I was,
I've done that. And you get in so much trouble for it.
I was just like,
oh, you did tell you. You told your mom to shut up at Thanksgiving.
Laughing at Thanksgiving.
Doesn't matter. You said shut up at Thanksgiving.
We were adults, dude. I was 30.
That is terrible.
And I was laughing. Going, shut up, mom. And I was
on Thanksgiving?
Like,
on a holiday?
I know, dude.
In front of the whole family?
My dad took me out back and disciplined.
Oh, my gosh.
Took me behind the woodshed, dude.
That's disgusting.
I had to chop firewood. Get out there.
I can't believe you told your mom to shut up on Thanksgiving.
It might have been a dream.
I instantly take it back.
I instantly take it back. I'm gay. I'm gay.
I'm gay. It doesn't count.
I'm gay.
Oh, man.
I'm hitting the spacey defense.
Hitting
I'm gay.
Bar. Hitting the old tweet.
You told your mom to shut up? I was gay at the time. Now I'm back. That is a sick-ass movie pulled, man.
Yeah.
I mean, minus the fucking molestation, dude, but...
Yeah, but if you get caught molesting, you just gotta be like, well, this is a really hard time. I'm gay, so...
That's wild.
Please leave me the fuck alone.
His PR team was probably like, yeah, we quit. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna send out this tweet. They're like, whatever.
Sure, man.
See you, dude.
Fine, good luck.
House of Cards is shut down. House of Cards is shut down, dude.
Because of his molestation?
Yeah, Spacey.
That was his big show?
Uh-huh.
How ironic, dude. His life was a house of cards.
Exactly.
Resting on some boys' lips. Staying sealed.
Some sweet boys' lips.
They sang, dude. They sang on the spaceman. That sucks, dude.
Oh, man.
Sucks he had to go and do that.
What, Spacey was getting boys?
Yeah, probably all started. It probably all started with his lack of respect to his parents.
Probably. He probably was like, at Thanksgiving, he was probably like, shut up, mom, you fucking idiot.
No, I was at the top of his steps. She's like, shut up, man.
I think the time I got caught drinking for the first time, I folded, dude. I was such a bitch about it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was drunk.
Uh-huh.
So I was like crying. I remember I got snitched on at the party I was at. The parents called my parents and were like, actually, no, what happened was I called my parents, my mom. I was like, could I sleep at my friend's house?
Ooh.
She was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I called like 10 minutes later and I was like, can I sleep at my friend's house? And my mom was like, you already asked, but yeah, that's fine. And then I called again and they were like, your father's on his way. And I was like, what? No. and then I was wearing a Michael Vick jersey.
Oh,
Atlanta Falcons Michael Vick jersey. And I spilled like punch on it. So it had shit all over it.
Dude.
And I got in the car, and my dad was like, were you drinking? And I was like, no. And he fucking hit me right in the face immediately. And I was like, what the fuck? He was like, were you drinking? And I was like, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got busted multiple times. And I came in the one time, and I was just – I, like, drank a bottle of wine and then, like, a bunch of Captain Morgan, and I was just fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And I just got, like, first – I think I got first or, like, maybe even second honors at high school. So I was just like, whatever. And I roll into my house. My mom was like doing laundry at like midnight. So I thought she'd be asleep. And I like remember standing there and just kind of wobbling. She's like, Kevin! And I was like, fuck.
No.
He came down. And I was like, dude, get off my back. I'm on the honor roll. And he was like, dude, shut up. Just go upstairs. And I was like,
what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I tried to fight
my dad. I got up in his face.
I tried to fight my dad.
Yeah, he looked at me and was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
I was
like, my dad got emotional too, though, which is really funny. Like, I remember, like, I was up in my room and then I came back down. My dad was just, like, watching sports, like, was clearly done, yeah. Didn't give a fuck. And I was like, fuck you, dad. Like, I came down. I was like, he didn't hit me. He was like, get the fuck up to your room, I'll fuck you up. And I was like, I ran back upstairs.
Dude, I went up to my room, and like once it hit me that I was in trouble again, I just instantly started crying. And I was like, and I was sharing a room with a bunch of people, so I was in my bed just being like, I'm an alcoholic. Ma'am, I need help.
Like, you ma'am, can't punish me. I need help.
It's not fair, man. And I was just like crying like a fucking banshee. I was like, my two older brothers were away at school, so I was like the oldest.
Oh my god.
All my family still makes fun of me. I was like, this isn't fair, mom. I need help. I have a problem. And I was like crying down the hallway.
That's funny. I went with the victim. I was like,
oh yeah.
The other guys made me do it, mom. I rolled on everyone. I lied. I was the one. I think I brought the boot. Like, I tried
force.
To roll it on everybody. I was like, it was the DeFranks and the Hershes. It wasn't my fault, mom. And I took my Michael Vick jersey off and went downstairs. I was like, fuck you, dad. You can't hit me. And he was like, I'll fuck you up.
Blame the victim didn't work. Let me go fight my dad.
And he was like, you're a faggot. Go upstairs. He's like, I'm not a faggot.
I used to go up to, I would do the whole like statistics thing and be like, well, if I ask 100 chicks or if I like, I would like, go up to 100 chicks, God. Like one of them's going to fuck me. And I would just tirelessly like go out and be like, what's going on? Fuck you. What's going on, bitch? And just,
oh my God. Did you say you used to fuck a lot of ugly chicks too?
I would take whatever came to me, but I would tier my search at like the top of the ranks. Yeah. And as the night
get
went
a couple
on,
drinks in,
so just, as like, the night went on,
the next level would open
but
up.
But here's what happens every now and again, the fucking, like the seventh ring of fucking Bay Hill is just like, nah, no thanks. And you're just like, what? And you just go home like,
not even the fat girls fuck me.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I never once. It was never.
I used to go out, dude, just hell bent on it. And it would happen. I would end up having sex with a chick and wake up and just be like, I didn't have to do that. And I'd wake up and be like, ugh.
You'd cry again.
I'd wake up with some like vague, weird girlfriend that I'd be like, no.
Oh, boy.
But I used to actually champ that out. I was pretty good about that.
Yeah, you're good at, apparently you're good at fucking ugly chicks and having no remorse.
Oh, yeah.
It's impressive.
That'd be great. I used to be like, all right, well, you know. It was better than nothing. I'll take that all day over, you know. I had like the libido of like a 1930s sailor. I would like Friday night would come around. You'd think I've like sailed fucking like the Eastern Atlantic for like 6 months. I'd be like, I need some fucking pussy.
Dude, any port in a storm, dude.
Any, dude. I'd see anything. I'd be like, oh my God, look at her. And tits used to trick me. When chicks would be like real fat but boost out their boobs, I'd be like, oh my God, she's so hot. And then like I'd wake up the next morning and be like, God damn it.
Oh my God. You get me going though. I'm horny right now.
Getting horny?
I'm hard.